the Saturday Light Brigade in collaboration with IQKidsRadio.org. Today has been talking with all of the Grammy nominees for Best Children's Album. And this year, there are some fine recordings that are in the field. And it's now a pleasure to welcome Brooklyn-based Jason Rabinowitz of the Pop-Ups. Hey, Jason, how are you?
Hi, Larry. Well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Congratulations on this award. I know you've had Parents' Choice Awards before, including one for this same recording. Is this your first Grammy nomination?
Yes, this is our first Grammy nomination.
That's got to be an incredible feeling. Tell me how you learned about it and what it was like.
Well, my wife and I were sitting around one night, and she said, they're announcing the Grammys. And I said, okay. She said, don't you want to see? And I said, why would I want to see? And she went online, and we were looking, and just happened to scroll down and see our name. And it was so surprising and exhilarating, and all the blood left my body. It was pretty incredible. And then I couldn't stop dancing for about an hour.
it has to be just incredibly exciting. And the album that you've been nominated for is called Radio Jungle. Tell me a little bit about the album and what your vision for it is.
Well, we wanted our first record, Jacob and I made. Jacob is my partner, Jacob Stein. We had a week off each, and decided to write and record this album in a week. And we did. It was a wonderful challenge. It was really cool. We made it at my house. This one, we wanted to make it a little more hi-fi, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We were commissioned to write a puppet musical about our last record, and we had to string the songs into a narrative of some sort. And it was a really interesting and fun challenge to have these 10 disparate songs that had to weave into one story. And we thought that would be a really great way to work this time, but it was very challenging, much more challenging the second time around. we just wrote whatever came to our mind. We tried to really not limit it. And thus we wound up with this, again, disparate collection, but more musically, at least sonically, they're similar, cohesive.
Well, let's take a listen to a selection from it. I thought we would take a listen to Color Wheel. Can you tell me a little bit about that song?
That song features a man named Peter Stanfill, who was in a band called Fugs and the Holy Modal Rounders.
Ah.
And yeah. He's screaming and playing the fiddle in the background. And he very graciously agreed to be part of that. It's about the color wheel. It's basically two puppets. We have puppets in our band. They fill out our band. It's two puppets sort of figuring out where colors come from.
Well, let's
and
take
it winds
a
up being a color wheel.
Well, let's take a listen, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more with Jason Rabinowitz of the Pop-Ups, and the Grammy-nominated album is called Radio Jungle.
Red mixed with yellow makes orange,
huh?
You fine fellow.
Oh, my. Thank you.
Blue
mixed with yellow makes green.
What do you mean?
Blue
mixed with red makes purple.
Do I see a circle?
Colors make other colors.
Wow, what a scene. Okay, wait, let me try here.
Blue mix
mixed with green?
Makes, well, blue-green, or turquoise, or aqua.
That's weird. Green mixed with yellow?
Makes yellow-green.
That's not very exciting.
Sorry about that. A bird singing sweetly makes a very pretty sound.
But look, green mixed with red makes brown.
Give some examples of what you mean.
That's a good idea, Peter.
Red, like an apple.
Or a fire truck.
Blue, like the sky.
Or like the sea.
Yellow, like the sun. Or like a
Well, my friend, we have begun.
I think I agree.
Oh, it's the color wheel. Color wheel. Pastel, like a painting. Or electric, like an eel.
Whether you match them or you mix them.
Now that I know a member of the Holy Modal Rounders is involved, it's starting to make more sense. This is
Exactly.
That's Jason Rabinowitz of the Pop-Ups. And he was with the Fugs, you say, too. You're listening to a special feature we have this morning. We're talking with all of the Best Children's Album Grammy nominees. And congratulations again for being nominated. It's got to be a real thrill. Now, I get the feeling you probably do. You make music for adults as well as kids? I mean, this album certainly entertains people of all ages, but tell me a bit about your career as a musician.
Well, I went to college for music composition, and I had a band, have a band, I guess, still. Signed to a small label in New York called the Blood Sugars. It's like a synth pop kind of band. I was just in a run on Broadway this last year for a show that was a great deal of fun. I got to be an onstage musician, and the show won a Tony, and it was really fun. The show is called One Man, Two Governors.
That's absolutely terrific. And if you go to thepopups.com, you can learn more about that show and also about this album. That just had to be surreal, being on the Broadway stage. And
it was absolutely surreal. And it was doubly surreal because I wasn't looking towards a Broadway career. It just someone forwarded me an email, and I sort of went on the audition just, hey, why not?
Now, I know you've got a young child. How many kids do you have?
I just have one, my daughter Ruthie, who was born this summer in the midst of the Broadway run.
Oh, my goodness. That's something. What got you interested in music for children and families?
I had been working in early childhood music for a company called Little Maestros, which was a great experience. They hired amazingly talented people. And playing music for children is It's a singular joy. It's different than playing music for adults. Children come to music with no agenda. I found a great freedom in making music for children, stylistically, creatively, and emotionally. Children are, you know, they when you're playing for, especially very young children, they just come to it with their whole selves, and whatever you are bringing, they reflect and feel, and it's great. It's delightful. So,
do you think you'll follow?
I did that for several years, and Jacob was also doing that, and we, you know, found each other, you know, in that world doing music for children, and decided to just make something of our own.
Do you have another project to follow Radio Jungle that you're working on now?
We've been writing and recording a single every month and making a video. So that's been our, since the Broadway show wrapped in September, we've been just trying to write and record and produce a video for each single every month. And we've done it thus far.
Well, between a new baby and a Broadway musical, and this has been the year for you.
last
year
and
this year.
It's insane.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Well, I hope your travels bring you to Pittsburgh sometime. It would be great to see you here. I think you'd do very well here. A lot of people would love your music. And
awesome.
The album.
We'd love to come to Pittsburgh. Yeah, Blood Sugars used to come to Pittsburgh, and I love it very much.
Yeah, Jason Rabinowitz of the Pop Ups, and good luck to
thank you,
with the Grammy Award nomination. And thank you for getting up so early and being with us
my
today.
Pleasure.
Although I know your daughter probably helped a little bit. Thanks so much.
She sure did.
Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye. Thank you.
This is called Box of Crayons from the Pop-Ups.
I draw myself a world with a box of crayons. Yeah, I draw myself a world with a box of crayons. I start with blue to fill up the sky. And I leave some white to make the clouds go by. Yeah, I draw myself a world with a box of crayons. Lightning fills the sky.
cold gray raindrops splash into my eyes. I wanna keep my little friend from harm, so I take a red crayon and draw us a barn. Yeah, I draw myself a barn with the red crayon. And I draw myself a sun with the yellow crayon. Just a circle with some lines to get its rayon.